Yeah, it's called Piano.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's show. It's Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles. Sack Radio.
Sack Radio.
Sack Radio. How about that?
How about that?
Well, we're sitting right next to you as you drive yourself to work. How about that? Sitting right there in the cubicle with you, rubbing your shoulders. That's us.
Okay. Hey, I want to tell you how disappointed, you know, I am in you as well here tonight. I already told you how much I appreciate you, right? Earlier.
Because you were bottom dog this week, huh? Yeah.
Because I was what?
All right.
But now I'm disappointed, not in you necessarily, but in us in general.
Oh?
Yes. Because, I find out my daughter went to a concert, or I guess a show, this last week.
Okay.
It was called The Amazing Tour Is Not on Fire. And I'm asking her, I'm like, she's going to go, her and her friend went to this thing, you know how, you know, your son goes to Rammstein or whatever, Five Finger Death Punch or whatever.
He's never been to a Rammstein
concert. Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Five Finger Death Punch, something like that?
Yes, he has seen Five Finger Death Punch, yes. Go ahead.
So, and my daughter goes to see this amazing tour, Is Not on Fire. And I'm like, asking her about it. I'm like, well, what's this about?
It's all nude.
No, she says, are you sitting down for this?
I'm sitting down for this. Continue.
It's these two British guys who tell stories on the internet.
What?
Two British guys.
Hello, Mike.
Who have made a career out of telling stories on the internet, and now they have a radio show, and they do these live tours.
I hate you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why would you hate me?
Because we haven't stolen this idea yet, that's why.
Well, the thing is, they stole our idea.
Yeah.
They've only been doing this since like 2006 or something, 2008.
Maybe they're actually funny, though. See, that might
be. Well, I don't know about that. One is called The Amazing Phil, and the other is called, his name is Dan Is Not on Fire. And the show was called The Amazing Tour Is Not on Fire.
Oh.
It was in St. Louis this last week. She went and saw it.
Yeah.
Tickets, $35.
What?
At the low end.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
VIP tickets, $110.
No.
Looking at it right now.
Oh, my God.
And I was so angry with her. I'm like, do you realize, you know, that your poor father has been doing something like this for 17 years? She's like, yeah, but these guys aren't old. Just, you know how your children stab you in the heart sometimes?
Yeah, no, I know that feeling, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd tell you about it, you know, the big letdown here.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
And they're British, so I guess, you know.
Yeah.
The British version, the successful British version of us.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So.
Well, you can't have everything, you know.
Well, apparently you can't have anything.
A couple of twats getting up on stage, you know. Yeah.
A couple of twats.
Well, no, that's British talk. I know. That's how they talk over there.
Yeah, I know. That's how they talk over there.
Well, I'm glad. Wow, huh?
Yeah, let's see where they're going to be at next.
Your daughter's name is Judas.
Yeah, apparently.
Not Judith.
And I'm like, you're going to go pay for this. She's like,
$35
yeah.
bucks, Dad.
So, yeah, $35 of my dollars, apparently.
Was stolen out of your wallet, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Let's see.
For real. She said they were just incredibly funny.
Yeah, she does a good show.
Good show.
They're going to be, it's sold out in Houston, Texas, in San Antonio. You have to catch them in Vegas on June 12th to get the next show that has tickets available.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I've never heard of these guys.
I'm sending you links right now, so.
Okay. It's probably some buff dudes or something.
No, they just look like regular, British spazoids.
I'm not on fire, Miles, and this is late to the podcast, Bob.
Yeah, I'm late.
I was printing shit before the show.
Yeah, I guess they're funny, but and they're not old. Huh. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're old and not funny.
Old and not funny. That's what we are.
Welcome to Old and Not Funny. I'm Miles, and he's Bob. I guess so.
And if you go to the VIP room, you get to meet Dan and Phil. Up to an hour before the show, so. Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you, and I was just like flabbergasted when she told me. I'm like, well, what do they do? And she's like,
yeah, they tell stories.
They tell stories, and about their lives.
Or lives in England.
And lives over in England, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like most of the tour is sold out except for Las Vegas, Oakland, Cupertino, and Phoenix. There's more dates right now that are sold out than are not sold out, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's pretty depressing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a bunch of no-name guys getting top bill. I mean,
yes, that's right.
It could be like the opening act, hey.
Now, it sounds like, I'm going to read this for you. It's a theatrical stage show with hilarious anecdotes, sketches, lots of audience interaction you'll probably regret, a loose story tying it all together and some surprises you'll never see coming. This is the amazing tour is not on fire. Come see Dan and Phil.
Based on that, I would not go see it.
Yeah, exactly. But
I mean, even if I had free tickets, I'd be like, glad your daughter enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, she said it was a really good show. So.
Yeah, no, I'm glad she had a good time. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I was too. I was rather, disappointed. I'm thinking, what, this summer. Actually, not this summer. Probably next summer.
But the very next
summer. The next summer.
Next summer, we are going to kick some ass.
We're going to have a tour next summer. I'm already booked this summer, sorry.
You're booked in Bob's basement.
I think with personal stuff this summer. But next summer.
Next summer when Bob gets back from Australia, where the hell he's going at now.
That's right. Whenever I get back.
Yeah.
We are having a tour.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should have a tour. We're gonna have a tour. I'm feeling, that I'm being left behind, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah, well, that's bull. That's bull crap.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was really quite, it was really a big, it was a stab, really. I mean.
Wow.
It was like a stab with an iron bar.
Yeah, and then she broke it off. And
in my chest, exactly. Oh, yes. It was just like the time in fourth grade when Linda Chambers sharpened her pencil. Came over to me, stabbed me in the arm, and broke the lead off in it.
Is Linda still alive at this point? So we can
I have no idea. No Mom clue whatsoever. I can tell you that she was of some kind of interesting religion where she could not wear shorts, so she had to wear gauchos. Those crazy pants in the 70s?
Yeah.
The girls who couldn't wear shorts had to wear. You know, every other girl in the 70s was wearing those super short, you know, kind of athletic shorts.
Yeah.
Where, like, half their ass was hanging out. But no, she had to wear the, you know, can't show my knees.
Oh.
Fully, you know, look like a dress with legs.
It's a skirt.
It's like a skirt, yes, a skirt. And she hated me because I wouldn't help her with her homework, and she stabbed me with a pencil and broke the lead off. I've told you that story, haven't I?
Yeah, you cried like a little baby.
Actually, I didn't cry. I was like, what the? I'm looking to see. I used to have I still used to have a mark in my arm from it.
Wow.
All over the year. I never got the graphite out of my arm.
Hey, Bob, just get the lead out, okay?
And there was a bump there until it dissolved over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty hurtful. I didn't know what to do. I've never had anybody stab me before.
Now I know what I sounded like last week when I was bitching about all this petty.
Oh, bullshit. Eaten by the garbage can?
Yeah, now I know exactly what a pussy I sounded like. Man, I take back everything from last week. I made it up. It never happened.
But I got physically assaulted.
Yes, yeah.
By an angry, you know, gaucho wearing woman. Fourth grader. Whatever. Yeah.
I got punched in the face for playing scooter basketball, man. Fuck, man. I don't need that. I got snapped in the fucking arm with a pencil. Fuck you, man. I don't
care. Stabbed me. Literally penetrated my skin.
Yeah, I got my clock clean. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Weirdo, man. Boom.
Yeah. I was just like, I was dumbfounded.
Hey, Linda.
Thankfully, I did not, you know, I didn't cry or anything. I was just like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, so I don't want to just Google this lady and just see if we can figure
her out. Actually, I'm changing her name. It was actually Marilyn Chambers, and she's a pop star.
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. I picture her as being like this, like, really super, like a minister or something like Bob, I'm so sorry I stabbed you in the arm.
Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have done that all those years ago.
Then you start crying. You're like, okay, I'm sorry, too.
If you hadn't stabbed me, I would be as popular as these guys from Britain and doing a show.
I'm some loser. My daughter doesn't respect me.
She goes and pays $35 to see these other assholes.
I know. She can listen to these assholes for free. That's the funny part. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the funny part, exactly. What do you mean? I talk like this all day long. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Hurtful. It's hurtful to hear this. But,
yeah, it's very hurtful.
But that's the young people nowadays. That's what they like to do. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what's happening here. I'm being, you know, figuratively stabbed in the heart, as well as re-experiencing a pencil broken off in my arm.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Well, this girl came up and stabbed me in the arm with a pencil, and... Oh, okay.
I had to sit by the garbage can at lunch.
No, I've got no... You know what? I sounded like a pussy last week. I apologize. That was way over the top. My life is not as bad as I made it to be. A lot of good things have happened to me. And a good thing happened over the weekend, so I, you know, as you know, I like going to the Casey's, you know.
Oh, you do love Casey's. I mean, if we could get Casey's to sponsor this tour, we could do the Casey's. I would go play at Casey's. We could do shows at Casey's.
If we could only call it the Meat Galore Tour. That's the name of one of their pizzas. It's called Meat Galore.
Yeah, donuts and meat galore. Yeah.
Galore, yeah. So. And, you know, coincidentally, it was payday.
It was payday at the Casey's payday. Or your payday?
It was payday. It was just payday for the whole, you know, family, basically.
Oh, okay.
Well, the wife got paid. I got paid. You know, the kids.
Everybody had, got had paid.
Money. Everyone had money, you know.
You guys were flush with cash.
Yeah, we hadn't paid any bills yet, so we were, like, rich for, like, one day. Like, all right. You
all
know,
right. Here comes the disposable income, people. Watch out.
Look up, paycheck by paycheck, and suck it, yeah. And so I pull up, and
let me just say, with our tour, the Casey's, the VIP section will be over by the drink station, all you can drink.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
As many slices as you want, and all you can drink.
A real slice.
And even slushies, free slushies.
Right.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I pull up, and I kind of looked in the window and just to see what's kind of going on before I get out of the car, and I see, like, an Army guy, a reservist, if you will, at the register.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, doggone it, today's the day. I'm going to be one of those people that just walks in, throws down a 20, and says, it's on me.
Oh, you're going to buy because it's payday.
I'm going to buy. You always hear these stories, you know, on Facebook and whatever, with people doing this and, you know, buying groceries, fast food, whatever for people. I go, today is 100% the day. There's nothing that is going to change my mind. I'm doing this today.
Yeah.
Not fail. Doing it today.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm psyched up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my meat enormous pizza. I'm going to get some drinks. Then I'm going to pay for the guy thing. So I get in there. And not realizing there's like 20 of these guys in here.
Wah, 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 wah.
They've like pulled up like two like church vans. They're like full Army dudes. I'm like, holy shit.
I don't have a big payday. Just
like that's my house payment walking around.
Yeah, here. Really, no kidding. The meat enormous.
So I'm sorry, troops. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time when there are fewer people.
Yeah. So I was handing out IOUs. You know, like, what's this? Like that. Just show it to me later. And
Yeah. Catch me when you're by yourself, and they'll be like, "What the hell?"
I know, because these guys are just loading up on pizza and drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have just contributed. You could have said, here's my 20. You know, buy whatever you want for whomever. Don't matter. Don't care.
No, come on.
Let me help you out.
So the very next time this happens,
okay, yeah, okay.
I see an Army guy. I'm just going to pay for whatever he's buying, no matter what. It is.
I would stay out of any kind of, car showrooms.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking
that. Or motorcycle showrooms or
strip clubs.
That's right. You better avoid the back alleys for a while. You'll be paying for hookers or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, America. I've let you down once again, but
I love the fact that you're like peeking through the window. You only see one guy and you're like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. And then you get in there like, you know, never mind.
I did. I'm hand to God. I said, this is the day.
Never mind.
I don't buy stuff. I don't ever do this for people. I don't, even when I have the money, I don't do it. I'm like, no.
So then the only thing you can muster up was like putting some extra pennies in the penny take thing.
Pretty much. Take one, give one.
hey, look at this. I got like 50 cents of pennies right here.
Oh my
God. You guys, none of you are going to need a penny because of me. Thank you.
I should have bought like $20 worth of scratchers. I said, okay, everyone gets a scratcher.
Everybody, yeah, exactly. See, there you go.
I could have done that, I guess. I should have done that. Like everyone.
But, you know, you kind of ruin it when you say, if you win, halvesies.
Yeah. Don't feel obliged, but.
But, you know.
So, yeah.
Uncle Miles needs a percentage.
Yeah. And I actually they all were ahead of me, so I got, behind. And I was like, okay, I'll just be the last guy here, which is no big deal.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it. Last guy. I'll wait for the cold pizza.
Yeah, then there was like two stragglers that were kind of like trying to make up their mind between, Milky Way and Snickers.
And you're like, come on, hurry up, guys.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Young looking people.
Oh, I'm sure they were young, yeah.
Looks like the cast from like Stand By Me or something, man. They look like okay, man, they're going to be taking, gunfire and stuff. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, nice of you to not give them anything.
So I did step up a little bit. I said, if you guys want to go ahead of me, be with your bros,
Yeah, no problem here. I'll just be drinking my drink and refilling it before I get up there.
I don't know. I got some kind of, America never rests with us on patrol, so we will go last.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. I'm like, okay, all right, okay. Okay, all right.
I was going to buy your pizza, but...
You know what? I've changed my mind. Matter of fact, I'm going to put back this piece I was going to get for my son, so screw him, too. He's not
getting anything. That's right. Nobody's getting anything. I'm saying...
No one's getting anything. I goddamn thing except me. My Dr. Pepper.
I'm going to go get an ice cream bar.
Oh.
Screw you anyway, all.
On this D-Day...
I'm getting a fudgesicle.
I'm getting a couple blow pops.
That's right. I'm getting a rocket pop. You guys stop me.
I'm gonna buy everyone some candy cigarettes.
There you go. They still make that? I don't think they do. Do they?
Not in this country, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to always get the candy cigarettes when I was a kid.
I did too. Yeah, I used to go up at my cousin's house up in Michigan. Yeah, there, hey,
man. Yeah, there, hey, yeah. I used to get the ones that were the gum was wrapped in paper, so it looked like a cigarette.
Wow!
And then it had the sugar in the paper on the gum, you know, kind of like your baseball card gum.
Yeah.
And so if you blew out, it looked like there was smoke on the cigarette. And we used to get those.
Yeah, it was cool. They were cool.
Yeah, they were like real cigarettes. It was like
a great gift for children, I thought.
That's what I said. They all had like Lucky Strike. Remember Lucky Strike?
They had like a real red tip. Like, you had the cool ones. They had like red tip to them, like they were lit cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. They had red tips, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I guess I should be thankful that I never really did start smoking, but...
Yeah, same here. I can't even breathe tonight.
I know. I had asthma, so it really wasn't a good idea all the way around.
Yeah,
between
the both of us, we both be like...
That's right. I was thinking this whole tour we're going to go on next summer, the Casey's, you know, gas station tour, we can call it the Triple Bypass Tour.
Also underwritten by Metformin, your diabetes medicine. So you got the beginning and the end. You know
there
what
you
saying?
Go. That's right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so there you go. So America, thank you, America.
I think we could get like that, you know, catheter supplier to... I don't know why everybody needs so many catheters, but I see those goddamn commercials every 10 minutes.
Oh, I know. Like,
apparently,
cow.
Between that and the Viagra commercials, I'm obviously target market there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son asked me that the other day. I was watching. What was I watching? I think I was watching Pawn Stars or one of those History Channel shows. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Dad, why is there always Viagra commercials on the shows you're watching?"
Well, let me tell you a little story about Daddy.
And I go, well, apparently, I skew old, apparently, so.
Your dad has low T, and,
Yeah. You know what I did? I punched him in the face, told him to shut up. No, I didn't. I'm joking. That's just joking.
Oh, I was waiting for that to be the end of the show. I was already ready to get... It's been a great end of the show.
Gosh. Oh, sorry. I don't do that. I'm just teasing.
I know you would never hit your son.
I never would. Yeah. But. At least not yet. I mean, no, I'm not going to say never. But
up till now. Yeah.
Up till this point, we've been okay, so. Yeah, I was putting something together tonight, actually, and my son was, you know, I was giving him a little grief about, he was helping me. I'm like, you know, put your hand here, hold here for me. I got to, you know, do this, do that, whatever. And he was, you know, getting on me, oh, gosh, it's terrible. And I'm like, you know, you have no clue what terrible is when you're helping your father.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my wife was laughing and saying, yeah, if you would help either one of your grandfathers back in their heyday, you know, it's a totally different experience. Not to put down my parents or my, you know, father-in-law, but... It was a different time, you know. So.
Yeah,
I told my son, I said, when I got to be a teenager, I told my dad I wasn't helping him anymore. So.
Wow.
Well, because it was terrible. It was terrible to help the guy.
Really?
Well, if things did not go well, it was not good. And I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. It was just aggravating to me, so.
Yeah.
So I didn't for a while. I help him now, but.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I said, nope, sorry, bub. I got to go to work. You know?
Yeah.
Got a job and didn't help out so much anymore, so. But, you know. It's aggravating. Yeah. These things are aggravating. My dad was just like the dad on the Wonder Years, I swear. You know? You remember the dad on the Wonder Years?
I'm trying to think, but I don't really watch that show.
His name was Dan Loria, but he never said a lot. And he always looked really angry. You know?
Yeah, I kind of sort of remember that show, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, that was my dad. When I watched that show, I was like, that was my dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really was angry, but he always looked angry, and he didn't talk a lot. And usually, whenever you try to help him out, anything he'd say was, like hypercritical of whatever you were doing. So, and I'm like, I've had enough of that.
Daughter we never had, that.
Yeah, he wasn't like yelling at me so much as it was just like, just these comments that were, fairly biting. So not that he's a bad person or anything. I sound terrible now, but I'm sure he was very frustrated about lots of things, so. Just saying.
Yeah.
Now we get along pretty well, and I help him with... Well, I help with that crazy mower thing he wanted to do I talked about a few weeks ago. Where it was just going to go off the rails, and everybody was going to die,
Whether we're talking man-to-man, whether we're talking...
So, I'll help him with some of his, kooky things he's got going on, but... I hurt my back. I hurt my back for that one. Jeez. So, anywho, anything else, Miles, you want to talk about?
No, you pretty much brought the show to a screaming halt, so thank you, yes.
Oh, okay, well then we'll just stop.